Family heirlooms can take all shapes. A pocket watch, a painting. For Robin MacArthur and her husband Tyler Gibbons, who form the indie folk duo Redheart the Ticker, the family inheritance consists of an old farmhouse in the woods and lots of songs. Angela Avancy has this story from Vermont.
If it weren't for Robin MacArthur's grandmother, Margaret, many of the songs on Redheart the Ticker's new album would have been lost or forgotten.
I stood a while all in amaze to hear my true love's answer, till my passion flew, my sword I drew, up to the door I ventured.
This is a man named Lester Fairbanks singing for Margaret MacArthur in 1961. She drove her old Jeep around the back roads of Vermont collecting folk songs. She visited nursing homes and hospitals and made her recordings on a Wallensack reel-to-reel. She was also a musician herself.
When I awoke, she was not there. So I had my dreams without her. That pretty little miss I love so well. They call her Rainbow Ella.
Margaret MacArthur released 9 albums. Her first came out on Folkways in 1962, recorded at her kitchen table with that same Wallensack. Redheart the Ticker recorded its new album just a few feet away in her study.
I heard a voice come from above, descending from her window. My heart it is to go with thee, but locks and bolts. I stood a while in the wind to hear my true love's answer. My passion flew, my sword I drew, up to those doors I ventured.
So my grandparents bought this house in the late 40s, and it was completely abandoned. The floors were all eaten by porcupines, and the doors and windows were all broken, and they moved in here anyway with their 4 children.
How old is the house?
1803.
Robin MacArthur grew up just down the road. Today, her grandmother's house is more or less the way she left it. Folk art on the walls, creaky wooden chairs, and, of course, her instruments. Robin and her husband, Tyler Gibbons, used some of them on the new album.
We ended up using quite a lot her old Martin guitar, also a number of her dulcimers.
This is one of Margaret's bass dulcimers. It's a very cool sound.
What else? There are a few kind of harps and zithers that we experimented with. Oh, of course, Margaret's fretless banjo.
This is also where Margaret died. At the end, she couldn't remember anything but her songs.
I was in the room with her when she died, as were many of her family members, and we were all holding her hands or her arms or part of her, you know, her shoulders.
After her grandmother's death, Robin MacArthur brought Margaret's recordings into this room and played them.
And suddenly, here I was sitting in this room, and her singing voice was loud and reverberant in the room around me. And it was this incredible spiritual moment where, you know, I realized she wasn't really gone. Her voice was so present.
Oh, sister, I can read your dream, read it in grief and sorrow. Your true love, John, he lies dead and gone in the dewy dells of Yarrow.
Oh, daughter dear, her father cried, don't weep in grief and sorrow. I can marry you to a much nobler man than the one you loved in the arrow.
This is really great because we love seeing our collections used.
Andy Kolovis is the archivist at the Vermont Folklife Center, which houses many of Margaret's recordings.
And we love seeing them used in ways that injects life into them, as opposed to them having them just sit on a shelf. Tyler and Robin take this traditional material and, with a deep respect for it, infuse it with the atmosphere of the period and time they're living in.
But Tyler Gibbons says it's delicate work making old songs new again.
You know, the field recordings are largely just a cappella, and then Margaret's recordings are often just her voice and her dulcimer or her guitar, so very sparse. And we tried to bring in textures and sounds that could open up the song emotionally a little bit. And again, that's a tricky line to walk.
When I was single, I lifted my ease. Now I'm married with a husband to please. Three small children to maintain. I wish in my heart I was single again.
Robin MacArthur says recording the album became a different kind of session than they were used to.
Instead of finding dialogue with other contemporary artists, it's finding dialogue with the past, which is an incredible way of erasing time, at least momentarily, to bring the ghosts into the room with us and bring the dead into the room with us, both my grandmother, but the people who sang these songs before her, and the people who lived in this old house before her, and the people who built the stone walls around us.
Call it singing with ghosts or bringing back the dead. However you think about it, it's a rare thing to find company with those who have gone before. For NPR News, I'm Angela Evansy in Marlboro, Vermont.
I'll be your defender.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.